Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 106. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, the editor-in-chief and lead reviewer of the prestigious GruntFreePress.com video game and nerd culture website. That's what people say now, right? I think. I know you guys were concerned about the forums disappearing over there on the website. But fear not. I mean, I pulled some strings and made some calls, greased a few palms, namely my own before I jerked off. But the forums up there, they're officially back under the community shit tab of the site. Forums are back. I honestly don't know what the fuck happened there. I mean, they were just gone fucking for a week, just disappeared, and then fucking whatever, last week, I guess, I'm like, that's weird, and fucking, I was thinking about, I'll find some other shit to fucking, some other type of forum fucking thing to plug in there, and then they just fucking just come back, and there you go, they're back. I'm still waiting for somebody to answer the, Kristen Ritter or Michael Jackson trivia question I put up on there. I mean, that's been unanswered for fucking, almost like 2 years, I think. I don't know. Nobody fucking goes on there. Whatever. But yeah, so basically, I posted a picture up there. I don't even remember what fucking, topic that's under, but it's there somewhere. And fucking, I posted a picture and yeah, you have to, guess whether it's a photo of Kristen Ritter or a photo of Michael Jackson, and the answer may surprise you there, so take your best shot. I know it's tough. You can send your guests to the email address of podcast@gruntfreepress.com along with any other comments, questions, concerns, constructive criticism, I don't know, whatever. Actually, don't even send your fucking, if you're gonna guess on that, don't send, the answer there. Just use the forum, I guess. That's what it's there for. And just hope it doesn't just disappear again. What you'll get if you win, I don't know. I forget what I fucking said. I don't know. I'll figure something out. Yeah, we had another light week here in the gamosphere for new releases. So yeah, it's gonna be another one of these episodes of just fucking random older bullshit. So that's my favorite kind of bullshit, just random crap. So, and yeah, a lot of what I'm going to be talking about here is going to be just continuations of what I played last week, pretty much, and just kept playing through this week. So, prepared to be bored. I think that might be the new Grunt Free Press motto, prepare for boredom. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't bored when I was playing them, obviously, otherwise I'd play something else or do something else altogether. But yeah, I know, fucking listening to some older bullshit that you probably don't care about, probably not the most exciting thing in the world, but oh well, you know, suicide's always an option, so there you go, make your choice. But hey, there was some new news. I mean, not much going on for news. There was a lot of fucking whatever Comic-Con bullshit, or whatever the fuck it was. I think it was like some Disney fucking convention or whatever the fuck, and then some comic convention, which is pretty much the same fucking thing. It's all fucking owned by Disney at this point. But yeah, we'll scrape up whatever we can at this point. What I took out of that, not much, just a couple little things. But yeah, you guys like those Telltale games there? Telltale games. I mean, I used to. I mean, that the first two seasons of The Walking Dead were good. I liked those. The first one, I don't know, I actually liked them both. Probably about equal, The Walking Dead games. Even before that, like going back in the Telltale library, the old Sam & Max games, the reboot. I don't think I played like the original Sam & Max, but they did like a rebooted one, which is kind of, you know, it was episodic. It was like fucking not too different from what they're cranking out now, but just is before it was kind of new at the time. It was on, I played it on like Xbox 360 and shit. Those Sam & Max fucking games, Hit the Road or whatever the fuck, I forget what the subtitle was, but I played those. Those are really good. The Batman game recently was good too. But yeah, my favorite one was The Wolf Among Us. I really like that fucking that game, that series. Just I think maybe mainly because it was based on a comic book I'd never read. Like, and I'd never read fucking Fable before I played the game. So everything that, you know, the lore and the characters and all that shit, that was all new to me, you know. So I like that. Yeah, I like that it was new to me. Obviously, and fucking I just like that world there, and it was. Yeah, it was just kind of like film noir, fucking hard-boiled detective story where, you know, you play the sheriff of, who were the sheriff of New York City or whatever, and, I don't think he was, like, actual sheriff of New York City, but yeah, he was, you know, he's fucking, yeah, you're playing the big bad wolf, pretty much, from Grimm's Fairy Tales, and, yeah, there's all sorts of, mythical creatures living in the city in New York, and fucking folktale legends and shit living, you know, living in the city, and like whatever, you know, they're just fucking like kind of like underground fucking, you know, they're all like, you know, secret, they're living in secret, you know what I mean? They're like disguised as humans, and there's some fucking shit they had to take or wear or whatever the fuck that made, you know, the regular population saw them as humans, but they're whatever the fuck, you know, Big Bad Wolf and fucking Little Red Riding Hood and fucking whatever the fuck, like all that shit. I forget, fucking Crooked Man, all that. So yeah, I mean, you're playing as the sheriff of that community, I guess, you know, and then you're trying to keep them in check and make sure they weren't like getting found out and caught and shit. And yeah, I mean, it was fucking, yeah, the game was fucking, like, super fucking violent and fucking brutal and shit, and, you know, it's all, like, the Snow White character, like, get her fucking head chopped off, like, at the end of, like, episode one and shit, and, like, you know, Bloody Mary is in there, and she's, you know, they made her up, she's just, like, a fucking, like, psycho, like, axe murderer and shit, just like that, you know, that type of shit, just fucking, just pretty creative takes on this, like, again, like the fairy tale characters and shit, and making it like pretty dark, you know. So yeah, it was a neat setup, and just, you know, I really liked the fucking the game and the fucking story that was there and shit. And yeah, even, you know, even after I played it, I ended up, I'm like, ah, it's a cool world. I like the fucking, again, I like the characters and all that. So I ended up buying a couple of the comic book collections, like the fucking trade paperbacks and all that, and I'm like, fucking, like, yeah, I'll fucking read more of this, you know what I mean? It's gotta be pretty cool. And I read the first couple of them, just fucking, like, eh, you know, I didn't really fucking like them that much. It's fucking, yeah, I thought they were kind of boring. I mean, again, it could be like that flip of just because, you know, maybe because I was introduced to that were, you know, Fables through the game, you know what I mean? But it just fucking, it was tough to go back and read, even though it's fucking just the whole thing where, like, fucking the game is like a prequel to the comic, you know what I mean? And then you fucking, like, read the comic and, like, some of the characters are, like, alive, and, you know, main characters in the first one are fucking, you know, in the game are dead, and by the time you read the first comic and all that. But I'm like, oh, it's kind of neat how they did that. But it's just fucking, I don't know, maybe it's just because, again, playing it in, like, the reverse order of what everybody else did who are, like, fans of that series, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I definitely like the fucking book better than the game I like better than the source material, I guess. Then again, what I've been playing before, like, fucking this last week, like, Defiance, you know what I mean? I'm still playing Defiance this week. I'm not going to talk about it too much. I just did a bunch of fucking just little random missions, not much to say about the game. But yeah, like, Defiance, I guess, the game's better than the show, but, I mean, whatever. Again, I might touch on that later, but not too much. But, yeah, some cases, some instances, game is much better than, well, I mean, movies and shit based on games usually are better, but it's just fucking like, ah, this comic book came better. It came before. You'd figure it'd be fucking a lot better, and then fucking play the game, then read the comic book afterwards. It's fucking like, eh, nope. Like the game a lot better. So I read this article on Game Informer, the first place I saw it, saying something about, like, some rumor that insider information that Telltale is not going to be doing a new season of The Wolf Among Us for a long time, if ever, I guess, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that was like the headline, the, you know, the story, the report, you know? So I read that and I'm like, ah, that fucking sucks, you know? It's just fucking, just because, you know, the games they've been putting out, that Telltale's been putting out lately, I think they've been pretty shitty. I mean, I don't think I'm alone in that either. I mean, I stopped playing the newest season of The Walking Dead, and I mean, I got to, like, episode, like, 3 or 4, something like that, and I just wasn't holding my attention. I just fucking, like, you know, I stopped playing it, like, uninstalled it and shit. I mean, normally, the games that I've been into, it's fucking, like, oh, I'll install the fucking the season and fucking play it, then as they come out, I'll play them, you know, one by one and shit, and just, yeah, The Walking Dead just fucking, like, again, played the episode, like, 3 or 4, just fucking, like, just fucking, like, hearing, like, oh, the next one's out, just fucking, like, I don't really feel like playing that. I think I fucking just uninstalled it, like, whatever, I don't really care. I've tried twice to play through the, Game of Thrones game, the Telltale Game of Thrones game, like, twice, like, the once it was new, and then fucking, then it was on 360, and it was some kind of, like, technical bullshit, like, the sound was cutting out, and I'm like, fucking, oh, that sucks, like, whatever, it's fucking, like, it was really pissing me off, so I'm like, I stopped around again, like, episode, like, 3 or so. Then I think I rebought, like, most of them for a PC when they were, like, dirt cheap, and then I'm fucking like, oh, I can play the Game of Thrones one, it's like, you know, the Game of Thrones game, like, it's so completely out, it's complete, all the episodes are out, I can just play through it, and it won't be fucked up either, and fucking, again, I got to, like, a little bit further than I was in the 360, and it's fucking just dropped off, like, fucking just, like, I have no interest in this, and, yeah, I can't do it, and just, yeah, then, like, so some of the other games they're making, like, the licenses that they're based off of, like, fucking, Minecraft and shit, like, Minecraft story mode, I don't give a shit about a fucking Minecraft story, and just fucking, it seems pretty dumb, dumb to the point where I was like, I don't even want to deal with it. Same with Borderlands, like, I just think that fucking, that world is really fucking dumb, like, I fucking don't like the fucking, whatever, like Borderlands, I don't really give a shit about. I mean, it's just fucking like, ah, it's okay. I didn't like the first Borderlands at all, and I thought the fucking the second one's like fucking like this is okay, just as like a pretty much like a time killer is what I would do. I'm fucking like, ah, I have like a couple hours to kill, just fucking play and just do some bullshit, and that was that. But again, I don't give a shit about like the story. Like, I don't want to fucking, you know, play some fucking story heavy fucking Telltale game about it. And yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, that's the newest one, I think, and it's fucking like, oh, I really like the fucking, really, really like the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I haven't seen the sequel yet, but I was just like, fucking, like, that's got, like, the movie, but I don't want to play some fucking cartoon fucking Telltale version of that, you know? So I'm just like fucking like, ah, fuck it, you know what I mean? Just reading the Game Informer article saying like, ah, the one, you know, the ones that, basically the only one that I'd really want to play, like fucking a new season of the Wolf Among Us is like the only one I still have like faith in that it'll be fucking good. I'm like fucking, well, if they're not doing that, I mean, I can just fucking just whatever. I'm just fucking, guess I'm just done with them. You know? Then I look on IGN, like, the same exact day, like, fucking same time, like, just one of those deals where I'm fucking, like, I'm scrolling through, like, fucking stories and shit on one, on, like, Game Informer, it's like, alright, well, whatever, you know, and then, like, flip, like, skip right over to fucking IGN, like, immediately, like, same, like, you know, 2 minutes later, and then there's a fucking article on IGN, and fucking, oh, there's a new Wolf Among Us fucking Telltale game coming, like, huh. That's weird. I mean, just fucking one of you's fucking lying here. like one of you's like fake news. And just fucking, I start reading that article, and yeah, turns out there is a new Wolf Among Us game coming. Albeit fucking not until fucking 2018 sometime. So who knows? I mean, it might get canceled by then, and I'll fucking believe it when I see it, but. Just like, hey, you know, that's cool. Like, fucking, I guess the official word is there is a fucking Wolf Among Us fucking game coming, 2018. So, yeah, that Game Informer article was fake news. Fake news bullshit. There's a new Batman coming too. I forget when it is. I know there's fucking, like, there's already, like, pre-orders up. So I guess that's more certain, like, that's coming soon. So that, I don't know, I'll probably play that too, I guess. So it's fucking just, I don't know, just fucking again, I'm done with Telltale, and it's fucking like, ah, oh, that Batman game is alright, and fucking like, oh, I'll definitely play a new Wolf Among Us, but, yeah. So, that's cool, new Wolf Among Us, next year, maybe. That's kind of news, I guess. But yeah, then I get another, nice surprise. There's a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie coming out. This isn't fucking game related at all, but fuck off. I mean, whatever. Nerd culture, remember? Fucking nerd culture, site. Yeah, new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. Like, I hadn't fucking heard of it, until I saw the trailer. Like, I don't know, I fucking might have just heard, like, random shit. Like, oh, this new Texas movie coming out. And there's always, like, you always hear bullshit about that. It's like, oh, a new fucking Friday the 13th movie. And you hear it, and like, oh, that one got canceled. But, oh, there's a new one, like, maybe coming out. Oh, there's a TV series. Oh, that got canceled. Like, you know, it's just one of those deals. Like, maybe in the back of the fucking, whatever noise, you know, fucking white noise of fucking people talking about, like, previews. Like, I might have heard about this one, but, yeah, there's a fucking trailer out. The movie's just called Leatherface, which is strange, because there's already a movie called Leatherface, which was the third movie, the third, and if you follow, like, 1, 2, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and then the third one was called Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, and this new movie is just called Leatherface, so that's kind of fucking confusing. Yeah, and to make it even more confusing, this is a prequel. Like, it's fucking, like, supposed to take place before everything, you know, and just, I guess. I mean, and there's already been a prequel to the series, but it was a prequel to the reboots, like the rebooted fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the fucking Michael Bay, like those fucking, like, reboots or whatever, remakes or whatever you want to call them, which is fucking. And I guess those are all supposed to be, like, separate from the original movies, which, and the original movies got a direct sequel to the first movie a few years ago called fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, so, Yeah, figure that one out. It's pretty ridiculous, but. But yeah, so yeah, the trailer for the new Leatherface movie, it looks promising. I think I like it. I think it looks pretty good. Definitely looks fucking different from fucking the Leatherface that we know. You know what I mean? Like from the original movies, it just shows him as like a young kid, and he looks pretty fucking normal. And it's just like a fucking normal kid. They show him like fucking getting like a chainsaw for his fucking birthday or whatever, and he just looks like a normal fucking kid. And yeah, again, they never really, in the original movies and shit, they never really got into, like, his origin or any of that bullshit, but I always just figured, you know, the point of, like, you know, the classic, Gunnar Hansen fucking Leatherface was just that, you know, he was just like a big, dumb, fucking deformed, fucking, you know, inbred fucking retard, you know what I mean? I mean, they never showed, like, his real face in the movies, but, I mean, he just looked at, like, his teeth and shit, and his teeth were all fucking, like, jacked up, and he was fucking running around yelling like a fucking, like, tard, you know what I mean? In fact, fucking Gunnar Hansen, God bless his soul, yeah, the guy who played fucking the original fucking Leatherface, he talked about fucking, like, before he played fucking the role, he went to like some asylum or whatever, some fucking like special fucking whatever retard fucking holding pen, I guess. And he's fucking watched all like retards like walked around and, you know, fucking how they sounded and shit before he played the part. And like, that's what he based his fucking, all his movements and his sound, you know, his yells, all that shit off of, is just fucking like, you know, retards pretty much. So, yeah, I don't know if I ever told the story of fucking meeting Gunnar Hansen at a horror convention. Like, it was probably like 5 years ago. I do love the fucking Texas, you know, the original fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre is fucking, that's one of my favorite movies, of all time. It's probably my number one movie, actually. When people ask me what's your favorite fucking movie, it's fucking probably, the original fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I fucking love it. I actually love it so much. I have a full fucking shin tattoo of Leatherface. Leatherface. I was real excited to fucking meet the guy who played fucking the original fucking Leatherface. You know what I mean? So yeah, he has some fucking some horror convention. And just fucking, yeah, I'm just, you know, excited. I'm fucking like drunk as fuck and just like, I think I was probably like smoking crack all day too. Like who knows? So yeah, I fucking, you know, I meet fucking Gunnar Hansen and I do the usual like fucking like, you know, yeah, I fucking love Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah, fucking like whatever. You know, let me buy you a fucking beer and fucking all this shit. Just fucking excited to meet him. And, you know, again, he's just like this big, you know, he was fucking old at the time, obviously. He fucking just, you know, still a big dude, but he's fucking, you know, long gray hair and shit. And just fucking, yeah, I'm like, yeah, let me buy you a fucking beer. And he's fucking, you know, he says, you know, he tells me, he's like, I don't drink. Like, fucking, I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, neither do I really. I'm not a big fucking, like, drinker, but. When I do, I mean, I don't fucking like stop drinking and stupid shit like this happens, you know. There's nothing like too embarrassing really, but it's fucking just like, you know, I'd lift up my fucking like, you know, pant leg and fucking show him my giant fucking Leatherface tattoo on my fucking shin and shit. And he's just fucking like, you know, I'm thinking I'll be like, you'll be all like impressed and shit and just fucking, you know what I mean? But, oh yeah, that's awesome. Like fucking, oh yeah, I love like whatever my fans fucking dedication like stuns me, something like that. And, yeah, I fucking lift up my pant leg and show him the fucking tattoo. I'm like, oh yeah, check this out, dude. And just fucking like, yeah, he just like looks at it for a second and just fucking like nods and he says, oh yeah, you know, that's the best one I've seen all day. Like that's it. Like pretty like flat and just fucking just like, yeah, there's probably a dozen other fucking assholes with Leatherface tattoos at that convention alone. So, yeah, I mean, that was about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, thanks dude. Fucking have fun. See you. And like, that was it. So yeah, lesson learned. I mean, it's like, you know, fucking just lesson learned there that fucking like, hey, you know, I'm not that fucking special. Like, but, you know, whatever I do, like, oh, there's fucking tattoo I got. Yeah. Everybody else fucking did that too. And just like, you know, I had him sign a fucking like picture or whatever. And just fucking like, But yeah, it's one of those things. Like don't meet your fucking heroes. like don't expect people like fucking, you know, whatever, your heroes that you fucking like, I'm fucking, this guy's awesome. Like when you meet them, they're probably just like, yeah, whatever. Like fucking regular fucking random dudes. And it might be dicks. I mean, fucking Tom Savini I met too. He was just a fucking dick. Like, you know what I mean? Some people are cool. Fucking Lance Henriksen, fucking super nice. Like real cool. Fucking Danny Trejo was fucking real cool. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, and anyway, the new trailer for the new Leatherface is it's pretty good. You know, lots of fucking, the way they do it, there's a lot of fucking flashing back and forth between Leatherface as a kid, and, you know, him getting his fucking chainsaw. They talked about it as like a birthday present, and you know, him fucking stitching flesh masks and that type of shit, and then fucking, you know, flash forward, I guess, to, you know, then fucking some classic chase scenes, and, you know, Broad running through the woods at night, fucking him and, like, whatever, drag, fucking, you know, fucking dressed up like a woman, fucking chasing her where the chains are and shit, and yeah, I mean, it looks like there's some other fucking story going on, not Leatherface related, with fucking, I guess, Stephen Dorff is a cop hunting people and shit, and just, this fucking shows him, maybe, I think, Leatherface is fucking in, like, a mental asylum and shit, and, like, he's breaking out, and I guess it's directed by the guys who did some movie called Inside, which I've never seen, but, I mean, that's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be, like, a fucking, really, you know, fucking, as far as, like, newer modern horror movies go, it's supposed to be, like, up there as, you know, one of the better ones. I don't know, people are fucking like, oh, from the guys who directed Inside, and Inside's fucking whatever, so I don't know, that and fucking Stephen Dorff is always pretty good in pretty much everything he's in, so, you know, even if the movie's fucking trash, that'll be something, so I don't know, we'll see, I'll watch it, so that was that, that was fucking news, I guess, yeah, so Empire Total War, you know, I continued down the road to independence and Empire : Total War, yeah, I mean, I really got into the fucking game. I'm just fucking, just again, it's probably my main fucking main thing that I played this week. Just fucking played a lot of it. Just yeah, I'm just fucking just doing the campaign again. Just fucking, you know, the war was going well for me. I mean, for the Americans, just, you know, some problems popped up every now and then. Just fucking, yeah, I mean, the way that the campaign works, well, where I'm at now, I mean, fucking, it's like chapter, like, 3 or 4, I guess, and just, yeah, I'm on chapter 3, and just, you know, just, again, it's going through, like, anyway, first, you're, like, kind of, you're playing, like, the British or whatever, and you're fucking, you know, colonizing fucking the Americans, you're fighting, like, Indians and all that shit, and then it switches over to fucking, you know, the American Revolution, you're fighting the British, and yeah, so it starts off at where I'm at now, in chapter 3, it's like, whatever, 1770 fucking whatever, 2 or somewhere around there, but yeah, so it starts off the fucking, the campaign, the chapter, and all, you know, all you control is Boston, that's it, and you have to march down the East Coast, like, down to, like, Florida, I guess, like, fucking, you know, he's basically, like, the entire, like, East Coast, you get a control, Maine to fucking, I think it's Florida, I think you go all the way down to Florida, I'm not positive, though, again, I haven't finished it yet, so, yeah, but just, yeah, I mean, yeah, so you start off, like, just controlling fucking, just Boston, and you're surrounded by the fucking British, and, you know, and they control all the shit you have to, like, take over. And they control, like, most of fucking Canada, too, and they have, like, fucking alliances with fucking Indian tribes up there and shit, and yeah, so, I mean, you're fucking outmanned, you're fucking outgunned, and it's pretty much just, you know, just, like, an uphill battle, just, you know, trying to fucking control, take over, like, fort by fort, or whatever, capital by capital, and that shit, and fucking trying to build up your army and all that, so yeah, it ended up pretty much how I expected it would, Not historically accurate. I mean, and yeah. So if you remember fucking last week when I said I'd be fucking pretty pissed off if I fucking played the campaign for like 20 hours or whatever, and it fucking, It ended up with me being in some fucking, like, you know, completely fucked, like, unwinnable state, you know, which tends to happen with fucking me in strategy games. And yeah, guess what happened? Yeah, I was just fucking, kept going back and forth as I'm playing. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, I'm at that point now. I'm just fucked. Like, you know, my fucking army's fucking all fucked up. And just, like, you know, I'm just, like, I can't match, like, their army and shit. Just even, like, in numbers or whatever. You know, I'd build, like, a fucking, like good size, like, giant army. And just fucking, like, all right, I'll fucking go up. And I'm gonna take fucking Maine and fucking shit. I'll move down to, like, Connecticut and, Then as I'm, like, fucking, like, spreading out and shit, and I'm, like, I'm kind of, like, concentrating all my army in the south to take back, like, New York, like some fucking, some bullshit would happen. Like, fucking, like, I don't know, like, a giant fleet of, like, Spanish ships would rolls up and just fucking starts, like, blocking all my ports and shit, so I can't, like, they can't do any, like, trading or whatever. Like, just if you park your ship, like, right in front of, like, somebody's, like, port, like, there's fucking, like, it just cuts off their supplies and whatever, you know, there's whatever they're trading going out and them getting fucking money back in. So it's fucking, like, oh, this giant fucking fleet of, like, whatever, six fucking Spanish ships fucking up right there, right off the coast, and just fucking, like, what the fuck, dude? Now I have, like, no money coming in. Like, you know, I get a little bit of money from, like, taxes or whatever, but it's fucking, like, I can't trade because of this bullshit. So it's fucking like, oh, Jesus. So it's like, all right, so now I spent the next, like, 10, you know, 10 turns or so just fucking, all right, concentrate on just building up, like, chips so I can go and clear them out, you know what I mean? So then fucking as I'm doing that, like, my money's going to my Navy. Like, I'm not really doing much as far as, like, you know, as far as, like, building up my army and shit. So it's fucking, it's like, I need the fucking money coming in, you know what I mean? So, yeah, as I'm building up the fucking, the Navy, then fucking, like, oh, here comes this fucking huge fucking British army, like, swinging around from, like, Canada and, like, up north, and, you know, huge fucking British army, and, oh, they fucking swing around, and they retake, like, Maine. So it's like, oh, great, so now I have to fucking, now that's gone, you know what I mean? So now I have to worry about that, because, again, if they keep fucking moving into my shit, like, what am I gonna go, and fucking, again, like, all my... Well, when they take your capital, it's like, fuck, you know what I mean? It's fucking all the shit that the resources you'd be getting from, like, that land. It's like, oh, now that's all gone too. So it's fucking like, ah, shit. So now I had to like reposition all my fucking, my army back up north to fucking, like, take care of that or, like, whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, this is like this fucking snowball effect. It's fucking, you know what I mean? And when you first take a new territory, the population there is fucking, you know, they hate you, they resent you and shit. Like, they're pretty, like, you know, pretty easy to fucking, they'll riot and they'll fucking stop working, and, you know, they won't work in the fucking your mines or your farms and shit. So it's fucking, yeah, I mean, you have to just leave a bunch of fucking troops there, in that area, in the capital, while you build the rest of the fucking, whatever, the region up. Yeah, there's a little fucking, like, meter or whatever, where it's fucking like, ah, the more troops you have in there, the more, like, repression is in the area, and then it's fucking, like, if you take them out, like, fucking, like, ah, they start, like, rebelling and all that shit. So, until you build up, like, whatever, like, other buildings, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, schools and, like, you know, whatever, like, theaters and shit, and that, like, adds, like, happiness, and they'll be alright. But, yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm getting, like, seriously fucking, like, spread out on my fucking, like, my land and shit. I'm getting, like, surrounded, and yeah, it's like pretty much, you know, and any time I fucking make a move in, like, one direction, like, fucking, like, all right, well, we're just gonna move whatever the fuck up north, or fucking, you know, expand, like, west a little bit, and just fucking in any direction where I'm moving my fucking, like, troops, is fucking like, oh, the British just, like, immediately fucking attack somewhere else. When my army's all, like, you know, fucked up or whatever, like, after a battle, I'm trying to regain some of its fucking, you know, heal up and regain some of the numbers, and yeah, I'm just, like, thinking, like, dude, should I just fucking just go on, like, way up north to begin with, and just, like, completely, like taking, like, most of Canada, too, just, you know, to prevent them from moving around and, like, attacking me up there, or maybe, I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm just fucking looking at the, you know, the objective of just fucking, like, you know, march south pretty much down the east coast. I'm just fucking, well, I was going to keep building up my army and just fucking, just, you know, just go pretty much straight down south, but, like, I don't know, like fucking, I was fucking... That was my win condition pretty much, and the fucking, you know, the campaign's like on a timer. It's like you only have until a certain year to take those territories. So on one hand, it's fucking like, yeah, it might have been safer to just fucking, you know, grab a bunch of, you know, stay on the land you own and like build up like your army and your gold, you know, fucking just keep improving your fucking your buildings and, you know, keep increasing your gold and your fucking, you know, your mines, your fucking farms and all that shit. So, you know, your people aren't going to fucking rebel and you can fucking just, you don't have to fucking leave a bunch of people, a bunch of soldiers there and shit. No, and fucking if you do that, you're getting more fucking resources each turn and shit. But so yeah, whatever the limit was, I don't know, like fucking 1810 or some shit. Like I don't know. Like I was starting to worry about like the clock. I'm just fucking like, man, I'm fucking, you know, I'm just getting fucking however many turns in. And I'm fucking just kind of still bunched up here in like Massachusetts and fucking New York, Connecticut and shit. And fucking I'm back and forth. They're retaking like Maine and fucking it's like, dude, they have like this giant fucking army in fucking it's like Philadelphia or whatever. So I'm just like, I don't know, like fucking it's just like the clock's ticking down. I'm not fucking not particularly like, you know what I mean, like I'm not fucking making a lot of progress here. So and I don't really have that good of an understanding of like how long that really is. Like I don't know how many turns this is really going to be for me to like how long I have, but it seems to be getting pretty fucking close here. So and I don't know like how fast I'm like developing my technologies and all that shit and fucking just like, yeah, like I don't know, like compared to like everybody else, like I don't know. You know, it seems like I'm fucking, you know, if I'm lagging behind everybody else and fucking, it's just fucking like, you know, I didn't want to fucking spend like all this time in the campaign and I'm like, it's like, oh, you have like this last territory to capture, like whatever the fuck, like Florida, like go capture that and you'll win. And then fuck, I don't know, time's up. Like I'd be, again, I'd be like so fucking pissed. So, yeah. And the fucking, the French are useless. I mean, they're fucking, pretty much right off the start of, you know, the French like ally with me and, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, like the Spanish were fucking allied with the British and shit. And, but, yeah, the French on my side aren't doing fucking shit. Like, you know, the fucking Spanish are like blockading my ports and shit for the British, but it's fucking like, ah, what are the French doing? It's like, ah, no, nothing. They're just fucking, I see him send like one fucking ship like up the coast and they just kind of look at my port that's being blockaded and fucking like, you know, you think they want it, they'd want to help out because they're my fucking like trade partners. So it's fucking affecting them too. You know what I mean? Like we can't trade with each other. So, but no, they just fucking just kind of hang out like fucking way off on the coast away from the port for a few turns. And they just kind of like sail off and like, they don't do anything. Don't even try to help. So, That's realistic, at least I think fucking historically accurate there for the French. Yeah, we take a break. I'm gonna surrender for just a little while. We'll be right back. back to the PBS special, Ken Burns' Empire, Total War. The year was 1779, and American forces, the American rebel forces, were surrounded, and built up this big fucking navy, pretty much. I had to fucking deal with the fucking Spanish still fucking blocking my port and shit, and yeah, I mean, that's eating most of my resources. Like, again, and it's like I couldn't build any fucking like good ships because I'm fucking just again I'm not fucking. I was pretty much focusing all on my army, and not my navy. And it's like you also need like certain like buildings and shit. Like you need like, you know, you have like you build like fucking like army barracks and like fucking whatever generals fucking quarters and whatever, like all these fucking drill schools and all this shit. It's pretty much like all for your army. And I think the way it sets it up, I mean, the way they don't really have a choice in some cases. Like you only have like so many choices for buildings you can make. And I don't think like that they even give you the choices in this part of the campaign where it's like I didn't really have a choice to deal. Like do I want like a, you know, drill school or a fucking like admiral's fucking school or whatever, like a naval fucking academy. Like didn't really give me a choice. I don't think I'm playing through again too. It's like no, I just think the buildings that they give me options for, it's all like army base. It's nothing to do with the fucking the navy. So I'm not really down that far. You know, I'm not that far down that research tree to build up like fucking like good ships or like whatever, or fucking even build like good like docks. You know what I mean? Like most of the, like the options they give me to when I'm upgrading like my docks, it's like fucking like yeah, you can upgrade it to like a, you know, like a fishing dock or whatever. Like I didn't even have the choice to build like a fucking whatever fucking, you know, navy base or whatever the fuck fucking shipyard. You know what I mean? Like so I can didn't, and that's what you need to build like the really good fucking like naval units. You know what I mean? So. So I'm just building up like a bunch of like shit ships, but I mean, I'm just like a bunch of them, you know what I mean? Send like fucking like a dozen of them at a time. Like go to fucking just keep harassing the fucking Spanish fucking fleet that's blocking my port. So, so it takes like three tries of just fucking like, all right, I'm fucking like, you know, I'll fight him, I'll lose some, he'll lose some and shit, just like whatever, like back and forth. And but, you know, eventually they fucking leave. I mean, again, it's because I have shitty ships and I'm not fucking great at fucking like naval combat. I don't know, I'm not good. I'm much better at like the land fucking battles or whatever, army battles. But it's like, all right, well, at least now I can fucking, you know what I mean? It's like I can take my fucking, now I have this fleet anyway, fucking like get rid of the fucking the Spanish that were fucking bothering me. But now, and I have this fucking fleet of ships, I can fucking just take them and just due to the fucking British fuck, you know, those fuckheads, what they were doing to me. I mean, I can start pirating like their trade route. I can just fucking go to their port and fucking block it. And you get like the money that's coming in and out. You take it all, you know? I was like, all right, cool. I'm doing that. Now it's like, now I have fucking plenty of money coming in, so I can start building, you know, building up my territories. And again, just focusing on my fucking army and shit, and just fucking, you know, just keep building them up so I can keep fucking pushing down south. And, you know, it's slow going. It's fucking like back and forth. I'm pushing south, but now there's a fucking giant army that fucking up, you know, again, is taking like Maine and taking like all that shit up north. So it's like, fuck, I'm just kind of back and forth. The fucking British are fucking sending in like little like one or two squad armies into my territory, so like, you know, they're attacking like my farms and shit, and just like I had to fucking take care of that, attack them, fucking win there, but you know, take a couple, you know, then, you know, again my guys are taking losses, and it's fucking like, all right, I gotta spend money to build them back up, and like it takes a couple turns to fucking build the armies back up, build the numbers back up in each squad. And yeah, it's fucking, you know, replenish, fucking recover, and fucking, it's just like, I mean, I keep fucking queuing up, recruiting as many soldiers as I can, as many as I can fucking afford and shit. And yeah, it was, again, all the while, the fucking next city you have to take, I forget, it's fucking New York or fucking Philadelphia, it's fucking like, Yeah, just continually getting fucking like stronger and stronger, just fucking more fucking British are fucking like amassing there, and just like all the little towns around it are just fucking getting built up with all these troops. It's like fucking Jesus Christ. It's like I just keep building up fucking my guys and shit, and just trying to build up a big enough army or a couple of them to fucking do like a giant push there, and at least, you know, at least fucking do some damage in the first one, then send in like another one like the next turn or like whatever. Yeah, I mean, again, there's these fucking small skirmishes happening like all along my fucking border. Again, just fucking like small armies like coming in, and I keep fucking attacking them and like whatever. And yeah, it's like eventually through like attrition or whatever, I start losing like a lot of these battles. I'm just fucking like, fuck, I'm just like, I don't have enough guys or like whatever. They keep, they'll attack like one little squad of like, you know, I have like one or two fucking squads like in a farm protecting it from them fucking doing this shit. And then they'll fucking move in like, you know, four squads and fucking like, I'll lose, or they'll do enough fucking damage, you know, I'll lose, and they'll fucking like, when you lose, you know, but if you just like retreat and you don't actually, your guys don't die, like they're just fucking, they'll just like scurry away, like retreat back a little ways, and then it's fucking like, oh, then they'll go with another squad or the same squad and like finish them off, and like, cool, now they're whatever. Again, it's back and forth. They're just fucking like fulcrum, you know, the fucking balance of the fucking power is like just shifting away from me like more and more, and just like, dude, yeah, just, you know, I'm losing a lot of fucking guys, you know, ones, even, then eventually it's like fucking, I'm getting these battles where it's fucking like, oh, I outnumber them by like a decent amount and shit, and it's fucking like, you know, I have like promoted fucking units and shit there, you know, like whatever, one or two fucking levels up, like the little chevrons, like, you know, two or three fucking, you know, they fucking battle-hardened fucking troops, you know, and I'm fucking outnumbering them. And then I fucking, it's like, all right, I'm fighting like I usually do, and now I'm fucking just getting like wrecked, like fucking just like fucking just immediately just getting like run over, just fucking battle starts, and they just fucking charge in, just run right through me, just like, dude, I don't know, it's like a lot of their fucking units of these, Indian fucking cavalry units, and fucking, which I think I had control of them in like the previous chapter of the campaign when I was playing the British, and fucking was like, ah, you know, these guys aren't that great, you know, they weren't like awesome when I was having them, but it's fucking, it's like, I'm pretty sure like when I was controlling them, they're just fucking like, ah, just like stock, like level one, like starting troops or whatever, but it's fucking, here they are on the other side, they're just fucking completely just fucking like decimating me, you know what I mean? And I have like mostly fucking like foot soldiers, but I was like fucking, it's like, I was having trouble with the fucking, the cavalry just fucking like running through me. So it's fucking, I researched this, whatever it was, square formation, technology, whatever. It's just fucking just like, your guys just form up in a square, like back to back almost, just fucking a square with all their guns like pointing out, and that's supposed to like protect it from like cavalry charges. So I'm like, well, all right, this should fucking like counteract like all the fucking cavalry I'm getting fucked up with, but it didn't seem to fucking matter much, you know what I mean? So fucking, like, oh, I put them in fucking square formation, but then fucking like, I don't fucking whatever, a bunch of cavalry just comes in and fucking like runs them over anyway, just fucking like, dude, you know. So and then again, some of these fucking battles, I'm just getting like stomped, you know what I mean? Like nothing I can do about it. I can't fucking figure out why, you know what I mean? Like, I'll set up all my lines and shit, all my fucking, my army, and fucking set them up. Look, it looks good. Again, I have fucking more people on my side. I have my fucking flanks all covered and shit. You know, I have a bunch of fucking like reinforcements coming in. You know what I mean? Like fucking, like, oh, there's another army coming in within like the first like minute of the fucking fight. They'll be coming in and just, yeah, should be a fucking simple win for me. You know what I mean? Then I fucking, and it's like, all right, reinforcements come in, and then I screw up the where they're coming in to give them orders and shit. Just fucking, all right, where are they? All right, fucking grab them and send them here, and they'll help in the fight. And then fucking like, all right, I'll scroll back down to like my fucking main army, and this, they're all fucking all fucked up. Like my main army's just fucked up. They're all just getting murdered. They're fucking like retreating and shit. It's fucking cavalry fucking charging them down, and like, you know, a huge fucking group of cavalry coming from my fucking reinforcements, and, you know, they were just gonna get fucked anyway, and just, yeah, yeah, I came to the conclusion that, yeah, I mean, I was just fucking, like, getting, like, outpaced in, like, research and technology and shit. Like, fucking the British or whatever is fucking, like, way past where I am, or just, I don't know. And just, you know, just fucking, their units just seem to be fucking, like, way more fucking advanced than mine. There's nothing I can, you know, nothing I can produce. Just kind of fucking, like, stop these guys and just, yeah, definitely in the fucking, the Navy, too. Just, you know, just fucking, I had this, you know, again, this giant fleet of fucking garbage ships, out there. You know, they're pirating their ports and shit, and then fucking, I'm like, oh, what is this fucking shitty fucking couple British ships coming out? That's fucking dumb. Why are these two ships gonna attack fucking my fleet of, like, fucking, like, whatever, 10 or whatever? So, like, again, I'm thinking, like, oh, I have the fucking numbers by far, dude. This is retarded. These guys are gonna get fucking murdered. They must be desperate at this point. And then it's fucking, you go in the battle and it's fucking, oh no, those two ships attacking, and they're like these two fucking giant warships. They have, like, you know, three decks high, and it's a fucking hundreds of fucking guns, you know, cannons on them and shit, and just fucking versus my ships that are basically like fucking, like, canoes and shit, and like fishing vessels by comparison, just like one deck, just fucking low, and, you know, they have like fucking, like, 10 cannons on each side versus, like, they're like 50, and it's just like, dude, that advantage is fucking, like, it's absolutely, like, unsurmountable. Like, it's not even, like, fucking, like, oh, if I just, like, try and do, if I do, like, tactical moves, it's like, no, but just fucking, you're just fucked. I found that out pretty quick. You know, it's just fucking, like, all right, I'll see what I can do, send my fucking line out of these, like, small ships, you know, just start peppering the fucking, the fucking British warship and shit with fucking, like, cannonballs, and just fucking, and then it's doing, like, nothing, like absolutely nothing, like full, every cannon I have firing, like, at once, like, perfectly hit, and it's fucking, like, nah, nothing, like, it doesn't do anything, like, didn't kill anybody, didn't do any fucking damage to the ship that you can notice, and then it fucking, and then, you know, their giant fucking warship fucking shoots me, it's like, literally, like, 50 fucking cannons at once, like, firing from one side. And, yeah, just fucking my ship and, like, the lead just fucking, just fucking one volley, the thing just fucking explodes, just fucking fire and fucking, like, splinter. It's like, no chance at all. It's just like, Jesus Christ, nothing I could do there. So, yeah, and just, yeah, and how the naval battles work is, Yeah. If you lose, like, you don't just fucking lose your ships and, like, that's it, like, fucking end of the battle. It's, any of them that, like, take damage, like, that they don't, like, completely, like, sink and, like, get destroyed and shit, and they just, like, take damage to the point that they, like, surrender, you know what I mean? And that they'll just be fucking, like, dead in the water there until, like, the end of the battle. And then the winning side captures them, and they add the enemy ships to their fleet, so it's like, dude, I'm fucked in the water too. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm just fucking getting destroyed, and fucking all my ships are getting captured. It's just fucking, like, that big fucking fleet I built up, like, they're pretty much done. So, again, they're just fucking gonna pirate my fucking money coming in. And so it's just like, oh yeah, so all that fucking time earlier fucking building up the Navy, that's pretty much for fucking, like, nothing, you know what I mean? It's like, I can't even, like, attempt to, like, defend myself, you know. There's no way I can fucking build any decent ships here. So, fucked at sea, you know, fucked on land too. Just, like, from what I can tell, was just fucking, they just, the British just keep fucking, it's like, oh, all right, well, you know, I'll build up an army enough to be just like, ah, oh, fuck you guys, you know what I mean? I'm gonna recapture the city you took fucking, like, up north or whatever, retake Maine, and just fucking, like, as soon as I can throw everything I have there, fucking, it's just like, oh, I'm just fucking taking huge losses, you know what I mean? Fucking, just to defend the fucking cities I have, and just fucking, yeah, and then fucking, like, oh, they'll just fucking roll in again with fucking their fucking cavalry and just fucking, like, run right over me. So yeah, pretty much as I predicted, like, I was, like, fucking 20 hours in, and just, I was like, dude, I'm just fucked. Like, there's really nothing I can do here. So I just don't know what I possibly could have done either differently in that case to fucking avoid it. And, I mean, research shit faster, like, I don't know, or, like, spread out slower, or maybe spread out faster and try to take shit earlier, like, I don't know, or fucking, was it like some diplomatic stuff I was supposed to do with like France to make him not fucking suck? Even though they did fucking like absolutely nothing to help me, I don't know. So it was fucking. I try so fucking hard at these fucking games, like these strategy, like civilization type games, and I guess I'm just really bad, I'm just fucking atrocious at them, I don't know. So when I put all that fucking time into a campaign, it's fucking just, again, it happens a lot, it's fucking, I fucking, all this time into this fucking campaign or whatever, just you end up with this fucking unwinnable state. It's just like, I get so fucking mad. Like, I was really fucking pissed, and I just fucking just come to the realization, like, no, this isn't going back and forth. Like, I'm just getting, like, pushed in. I'm just getting fucked, and just, I was getting, like, the kind of mad where you start getting a fucking, like, boner. You're so pissed. You know, am I the only one that fucking happens to you? I don't know. Like, I'm fucking, like, serious, you know what I mean? I just get so fucking mad. Like, my dick starts getting hard. Maybe that's nature's way of saying I should fucking just get to like rape somebody to calm down. Like, I don't know. But, I'm fucking not happy. I wasn't fucking happy. It was fucking, dude, I knew, like, again, I called it last week. It was fucking like, dude, if I get fucking 20 hours in and pour into this fucking campaign and I'm just fucking get fucked. I don't know. Just because I was under the impression I was doing good, and fucking, which it just always makes it that much worse, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, no, I got this, I'm good, fucking, oh, I'm improving at these games, and then like, oh, nope, it's fucking, I ended up doing shit afterwards I don't fucking normally do, fucking just like, oh, in this case, like, again, just because it's a fucking plague, like a fucking, like, plague on my fucking gaming history of just fucking like all these like strategy games and shit. I knew it was gonna happen, you know what I mean? Like, again, like civilization and all that, and just fucking, all right, I started watching a bunch of YouTube fucking videos and shit about like naval tactics and fucking, like, you know, army formations, you know, how to fucking siege capitals. I don't know, it didn't fucking matter, you know what I mean? I'm actually reading through like walkthroughs of the campaign to see like what other people are doing, and just fucking, from what I read, I mean, it seems like it pretty much just got dealt like a shit hand, more or less. I mean, they're saying like fucking like, oh, you know, you can do this and that, and fucking the Spanish might attack you, but very rarely will they actually do any like attacks on you. Like, they probably won't fucking ally with the British, and like, yeah, that happened to me on like turn two again, where it's just fucking like, dude, I was fucking, all my money just getting like blockaded and all that bullshit. Like, so that's supposed to be pretty rare, you know what I mean? It's fucking, let. Still, I mean, just fucking, I was fucking pissed. But it is a thing, though. I mean, I still really fucking like the game, you know what I mean? I was fucking, again, really fucking pissed off that I get to that fail state. But, so I seethed for, I don't know, 10 minutes or so with my fucking rage boner going on. Then I took a fucking breath and just kind of quit to the main menu and just fucking like, all right, whatever, fuck it. Start a new fucking campaign again. Screw it. On easy, just because I'm just like, dude, I'm not going to fucking go through this shit again. That always makes me feel like a giant fucking faggot, you know what I mean? But hey, you know what I mean? Again, until I know what the fuck I'm doing wrong, you know what I mean? Until I know what's going on and what else can I do, you know what I mean? I'm not going to fucking start like another 20-hour campaign and find out hour fucking 18 that I got fucked because of something that wasn't supposed to happen, and, you know, turn two, like, what else can you do besides play the other fucking 12 games that I already fucking started playing? But whatever, I'm not giving up. I'm fucking determined to complete that campaign of Total War Empire : Total War. But yeah, let's move on for now, because it's probably pretty boring to talk about. But again, Grunt Free Press, what was it? Welcome to Boredom or something? I already forget what the fuck the motto was. Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines, I started playing. I figured I could use some fucking, again, RPG action. That's different. I'm not playing an RPG game right now. I'm playing like 8 other fucking games, but whatever. Mix up the fucking clusterfuck of games that I'm playing with something different. So, first off, the technical PC game fucking bullshit because that definitely happened. Just because the vampire, the fucking vampire bloodlines, it's another fucking fairly notorious fucking busted up like game, or it's unfinished or some shit like that, or I think that the developers that made it like went under like right after the game came out or something like that. I mean, I think they themselves, the people who worked on the game, like put out a patch like on their own time, like afterwards, and fucking like, nah, you know, the company's fucking done, but they're like fucking like, hey, you know, we know the game's fucked up, and they like made like a patch on their own time type of deal, something like that. So it's pretty much like you need a patch to play the fucking game, as I understand it. Like fucking if you just buy like the vanilla like version one game, like it's completely fucked, or it's not finished or something like that. But thankfully, this one was fucking really easy, actually. So it's fucking like, find the patch, fucking download it, and it has a fucking self-installer, all that shit, and just fucking bloop, it's pretty much done. I mean, what sucks about it, though, it's not that big of a deal, but it's kind of odd, I think. So you install the patch, but you're not launching the game from like Steam or like the shortcut that goes when you fucking like install the game from Steam. Like, you know what I mean? Like the fucking desktop shortcut, like none of that. It's fucking, you get to launch like a completely different, like EXE, whatever, fucking executable from like from the patch itself. So, so it's like, yeah, you don't get the fucking, the Steam overlay, you know, you can't fucking like, do it, whatever, like, take screenshots, any of that shit. Though you probably could if you use like Bandicam. Again, if you just fucking had Bandicam running, you could take screenshots like that. Remember that guy, our friend Bandicam? That'll work for you. It doesn't fucking track, your hours played, any of that shit, or like whatever achievements. Or whatever. Who gives a fuck? Honestly, like, I don't care. I don't even know if the game has achievements. I don't really care. But again, the usual shit that you'd think of fucking playing through a game through Steam. It's like, I bought it on Steam, but I have to run this patch so it doesn't run through Steam. Like, I think that there might be some way to fucking, fucking launch options and like do this and that, and it fucking like does that shit, but I don't know. I didn't really fuck with it. I'm just fucking like, this works. I'm not gonna, that's fine. But I mean, again, I'm looking at that in the fucking Steam discussions. I mean, they got the usual fucking, fucking mods and like tweaks and all that bullshit there. And I'm like, I just want to play like the fucking normal game, but I want it to fucking work, you know? Play the fucking vanilla game. just patch so it works. And you know, something I see like some links to Sweet FX settings, and again, fucking from like Deadly Premonition. I'm like, fucking, those can be kind of cool. It's just fucking, I'll check those out. Again, it's not like it's a fucking mod that's gonna change the game or any of that shit. Just I'll check them out. I mean, they have like different like settings. You go to like the Sweet FX like website or whatever the fuck, and it's just like people post their things. They post like screenshots. You can just kind of have like a slider. You can slide like left and right. This is what it looks like off. This is what it looks like on. Like type of deal. So I'm like, yeah, this one looks all right, and I fucking tried installing it, but for whatever reason, again, like I had no problem with Deadly Premonition. It was just fucking like, just copy and paste this bullshit here, and it worked. But yeah, I mean, fucking, they had some other thing to fucking do. I don't know, some other fucking, again, some like, self-installer, blah, blah, blah. I tried doing it that way, and it gives you like a list of fucking shit you have, and I tried doing it like that, and it's like, it works, this Sweet FX fucking filter thing's working, but then fucking my game kept crashing like that, so I'm just like, I don't know, fuck it. Something about it doesn't play nice with fucking, like, streaming software or some bullshit. I'm like, I don't know, fuck it. Again, fucking, all it really is, all Sweet FX really is a fucking filter over the entire game that makes it look a little bit different. I'm like, I can fucking live without that. I'm not dicking with it. I'm just fucking, whatever. I'm just gonna play the patch version of the fucking, of the game. That's fine. And the game doesn't look fucking bad or anything like that for its age anyway, so, again, whatever. It's an older school fucking RPG, again, like 3D, like, early Xbox, like whatever, original Xbox, like PS2 looking kind of thing. It kind of reminds me of like Oblivion or Fallout 3. I mean, it's got that kind of that style of, you know, you walk up to a character to talk to him and it just kind of zooms in on their face as they talk to you, and you know, they give you some fucking, you know, they talk, then it gives you like, you know, a few dialogue options to pick from, and you know, that kind of thing. I mean, the big difference, I think, is like immediately to start playing is fucking like, oh, this is kind of like, again, it's the Elder Scrolls Z fucking whatever, Oblivion fucking Morrowind kind of thing. I mean, that's cool. And then fucking, yeah, as soon as I start playing, I'm like, man, this game feels fucking really empty. like compared to, again, even compared to like a fucking like Morrowind that came out like, whatever, I'm sure years ago. I don't know the dates exactly, but I'm like, this definitely looks like it, you know, looks, the graphics definitely look fucking more advanced than a fucking Morrowind by a lot, but fucking, man, like the environments just look so fucking like empty, you know what I mean? Just, And I know that, you know, that kind of comparison might not be fucking fair, but again, just because, you know, they took that the dialogue types, that like the dialogue fucking options and all that from fucking Elder Scrolls, but fucking, yeah, that's just fucking, it's like, man, didn't take much else here, though, did they? So yeah, just, you know, I'm walking into these rooms with drawers and like cabinets and shit everywhere, and yeah, you can't open like any of them, you know what I mean? Fucking. It's just like, why are these here? It's just fucking, it's just like decoration, you know what I mean? It's fucking cabinets and like drawers and shit. It's fucking like, you think that you could be able to, you know, for refrigerators, like there might be like one refrigerator in the game you can open, like maybe like two, and then it's like all the other ones is fucking like, wow, this is just fucking just weird. It's just here to be here, you know what I mean? And, yeah, some of the stuff you can interact with, like you can turn on like certain TVs or like radios and shit. And they'll play like longest loops of like news and like music and shit, or you know, there'll be like a giant like black chest in the middle of the room. It's like, oh, you can lockpick that type of deal, or it's fucking like, oh, if you see a, like see a computer, you can hack into it. But it's like, you know, you hack into the computer and you can fucking read people's like emails and that type of shit. Again, it's just like, wow, some of the shit is like, it's like followed-y type of shit, but again, it's just like not at that level, like at all. It's almost like it'd be like a consoleized like RPG, like something like that. Something the fucking PC nerds would complain about, like fucking like, oh, it's too simple, it's too dumbed down for like consoles or whatever. What it feels like, you know what I mean? But even though, again, Morrowind was on fucking, like, original Xbox, that had, like, so much, like, interactive shit, and just fucking, yeah, but it's definitely not the case, like here. I don't think fucking Vampire Bloodlines is ever on fucking a console at all. Yeah, and then, like, you know, when you use the fucking computers in the game and shit, it's like you actually have to, like, type in everything, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you click on a computer, and it's like, gives you options. It'll be like email. You have to like type like email. That's how you spell email. You type in email to read the fucking email. And it's fucking like every command you have to like type out like that type of thing. So it's like, no, this definitely, it's not like fucking, again, it just feels like, oh, this feels like a really like simple consoleized fucking RPG, but it's definitely, you know what I mean? It's not, just fucking, it just seems weird. But yeah, what I really do like though is the fucking, progression system in the game, you know, the leveling up system for Vampire, I guess. Just for a little personal background here, which I like to do recently again, just because I was fucking, yeah. So I used to fucking collect and like study whatever, just read through fucking like pen and paper role playing game rule books, you know, like the fucking whatever. Just, you know, rule books for all types of fucking old school fucking RPG games, you know, because I'm a fag, I don't know, whatever, but, you know, I didn't fucking, like, play any of them. It's just, you know, I wasn't big into, like, fucking, oh, we had, you know, me and my friends have, like, these fucking, like, game nights, or I didn't do any of that shit. Just fucking, just, like, I collected the rule books, I just fucking, like, read through them, I mean, mostly, you know, by the time I get into that, like, fucking, I was probably like 14 or 15 years old or so. And yeah, it's just fucking, you know, none of my friends that I knew fucking before that were into fucking like Dungeons and Dragons or any of that shit. And it's fucking, you know, by the time, like, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But we were a little old for that. You know what I mean? It's fucking too busy fucking smoking weed and fucking banging broads at that point. But you know, I'd read through all these fucking, you know, the various fucking rule books. Just I thought it was fucking, I thought they were interesting. Just the different ways, the fucking different systems, different ways they fucking made their rules and all that bullshit. And yeah, it was kind of like kind of tied into like game design, I guess. Like, I think I might have heard somebody somewhere at some time saying like, fucking, oh, you know, if you want to learn fucking game design, read fucking old whatever fucking fucking pen and paper, like whatever, I'll read this system, I'll read that system, and it's all, you know, games for all these fucking, like, you know, that type of deal. So, and I found it was interesting, just fucking all these different things, like, you know, whatever, Dungeons and Dragons, and fucking Shadowrun, and fucking Noor, and whatever, and just fucking, they had fucking the books for fucking Vampire, and The Masquerade, and Werewolf, of whatever the fuck that was, subtitle, whatever the fuck the werewolf games were. They're all fucking, I think they're similar. It might even been the same fucking all White Wolf, the publisher of them, the fucking maker of those games, White Wolf. They had like their own system, I guess. So yeah, I like the fact that fucking progression system. I just like the fact that it's fucking like simple. You know what I mean? It's real simple. So, you know, you don't even really level up. You know, it's not like fucking, oh, I'm level like 5, I'm level 10, like any of that. Just fucking, it's just all like stats. You know, it's all stat based, and as you gain experience, you gain like whatever, 1 or 2 experience at a time for doing like major quests. And you're just fucking like putting those stat points into like whatever. Again, it's just you don't have that many attributes, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I don't know exactly, I don't have the fucking thing in front of me. I don't remember it off the top of my head either, but, yeah, so you don't have that many points, you know what I mean, that you're distributing, but, each point you fucking put into, like, the attributes and the skills and all that, like, it's, like, super important, you know what I mean? I think it's, like, each one max out of, like, 5, I think. So it's, like, you know, fucking level 3 strength is fucking, that's like a massive improvement from like level 2 strength type of deal. And it's fucking, yeah, it's just, yeah, the system's like completely like open-ended. It's like classless, like type of deal. You're not like fucking, you know what I mean? So you can like specialize, obviously, where you put your points again, because they're all like super important. But it's not like fucking like, oh, I'm going to be a fucking rogue, or I'm going to be a whatever. It's just fucking like, yeah, just do, you know, do whatever. You can just be creative and fucking do whatever the fuck you want. You can't really, like, fuck it up type of deal, you know? Yeah, you know, all the fucking specific skills that you level up are, like, multiplied by an attribute type of deal. So, you know, you have, like, your melee ability or whatever. It's fucking, like, whatever. You have, like, a specific skill called melee, but it's fucking really melee times, like, strength or whatever. Something like that. I won't get too fucking nerdy. It's kind of, again, kind of like Fallout. It's, like, special system almost. I mean, where it's fucking, again, his fucking specials, like, whatever, 6, 7, like, fucking, you know, the strength per set, like, just, like, 7, like, main fucking stats that fucking go up to, like, 10, only in this case, it's even simpler. There's fucking the main, like, main attributes only go up to 5, then you got, like, your skills and all that bullshit, so, and not that many stats, but, like, again, they all fucking, like, matter, like, that type of deal. Anyway, so, yeah, the fucking game starts out and fucking, oh, surprise, and you're a vampire. Spoiler alert there. I mean, you're a vampire in the game Vampire the Masquerade. So, yeah, and they go into this whole fucking lore about the fucking world. It's basically fucking Blade. It's like it's Blade, the fucking video game. Yeah, you're in fucking modern day LA. There's clans of vampires fighting for power behind the scenes, and they're trying to hide the fact that there's fucking, you know, that they're vampires, and a masquerade, if you will. And yeah, so you're playing like a brand new vampire, and you're trying to learn the ropes of fucking, you know, you're doing tasks for vampire bosses and all that bullshit, and they're fucking like underlings and all that. So, for some reason, my fucking vampire looks like a fucking ICP juggalo. I mean, he's wearing a fucking bright red hockey jersey, and he's fucking got like white dude with fucking these long dreadlocks. I don't know, that really fucking bothers me. Like, fucking, my guy looks like a fucking douchebag. But yeah, hopefully I get some fucking new clothes soon at some point. I'm pretty sure you can, but as soon as I can. Hopefully the fucking haircut too, because the guy looks like a fucking homo. There wasn't much choice. It was fucking just like, I don't know, like I couldn't find any way to like really change it. So yeah, and yeah, like I said before, it's just, you know, the loop of it is very, very fucking familiar. I mean, where you just fucking, you go up, you fucking talk to somebody, and the camera like zooms in on their face. They give you some dialogue, then they give you some dialogue choices to respond with, and yeah, they end up fucking sending you on a fetch quest. You fucking, you know, you return to them after you get whatever the fuck they wanted, and rinse and repeat, pretty much. And I don't mean to be like fucking overly deductive or anything like that. It's just fucking, again, if you, well, that's most fucking RPGs type of deal. Yeah, kinda. I mean, that's what I'm fucking, that's what I'm doing. That's what I've done a fucking 100 times in fucking Defiance, pretty much. But yeah, and Vampire is fucking, it's just like so bare bones about it. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, sometimes it's literally just fucking like one or two lines of dialogue you're getting, and then fucking like, oh, go get this, and then fucking like you walk around until you fucking find where they want you to go, like what they want you to fucking pick up or whatever. You pick up a fucking item, walk back to them, they give you two more lines of dialogue, and then it's fucking just end quest, like that's it, like fucking, you know, you never talk to that person again. It just seems, I think in this case, it just seems fucking off, just because, no, they went through the fucking trouble of doing, like, you know, those fucking, like, close-up shots, the, you know, voice acting and fucking, not probably motion capture, but they animated the fucking faces and, like, lip-syncing and all that shit. And then they pretty much just say, like, fucking, oh, go get me a fucking doohickey. And then, okay, thanks for the doohickey. And then, like, that's it. And, like, you know, some of them seem like they'd be, like, fucking, like, major characters in the story. But, you know, you just fucking interact with him for, like, those, like, 30 seconds, and that's it. And then fucking you just, like, walk away from him, and it's like, okay, that's weird. Like, you know, they'll be in, like, fucking, like, you know, they'll be in a fucking, like, building, like, a whole fucking building on, like, a main fucking, main street, you know what I mean? They fucking go through, like, whatever, you know, like, lockpick or whatever the fuck to even, like, get in there, or, like, do another quest to get in there. And it's fucking, like, oh, I can go into the fucking tattoo parlor or whatever. And, oh, there's some guy here, like, again, just fucking, like, dressed up. He's fucking, oh, go get me this. All right, thanks for that. All right, bye. Like, that's it. It's like, that's just, it's weird. And the fucking, the combat's fucking garbage. Yeah, I mean, if you're not, like, fighting, I mean, you can walk around in first person mode, pretty much. So, I mean, that's why I do that, because, like, hey, you know what I mean? It's fucking, again, PC game, fucking keyboard and mouse, and yeah, third person controls are fucking trash like that. So yeah, if you use guns, like, you know, if you pull a gun out, like it'll stay in first person. You can just pretty much like first person shooter, and that's fine. Although it is this fucking this weird, it's not even like aim and shoot type. It's got like a weird like lock on system, but. Yeah, you gotta wait for the fucking cursor to, like, lock on and shit before you shoot, if you want to hit somebody. But again, it's an RPG, you know, so that's understandable. Where you have, like, you know, you have, like, stats and shit, you know, put in fucking, fucking points into, like, perception or, like, firearms or whatever, and that would, you know, make the lock on better. But yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the game, they're explaining how, like, firearms don't do much damage to fucking vampires and blah, blah, blah. And so it's like, all right, so fuck it. Yeah. I'll just be a fucking melee character. Is it melee or melee? I don't know, whatever. It's like, I'm going to go into fucking, you know, handheld fucking weapon combat. Like, I'll focus on that and just, Yeah, so whenever you use a fucking a bat or a fucking knife or whatever, you know, the game automatically switches back to like third person mode. Like you can't do it fucking first person at all. Like just, so you pull out a fucking melee weapon, just fucking immediately third person snaps to third person. Like you can't, if you go back into first person, you put your weapon away type of deal. So yeah, it's fucking, it's super fucking disorienting and it's kind of shitty. You know what I mean? It does not fucking control very well. I mean, he's still like a fucking crosshair that fucking locks onto enemies and it's fucking, the controls like tab to fucking block. And then you press like F1 and F2 to like switch weapons or something. It feels real fucking goofy. It feels like it should be on like it was on a console or some shit that had like controller that, you know, the controls were based around a controller and they fucking like ported it over to a fucking keyboard and mouse and were like, I don't know, like just like random fucking like buttons or whatever. Like they knew what they were doing, but again, it's not, that's not the case. Like it's fucking just a PC game. It's fucking just like, wow, controls are fucking wacky. I mean, I guess you could fucking, I haven't really even looked into like remapping the keys, which I'm sure you could do. Might not be a bad idea, but but I mean, yeah, I'm fucking adapting to it. I mean, again, the game's not fucking great. It's serviceable. I mean, I'm still waiting to see what all the fucking fuss is about with the game, because again, it's one of these fucking games that I've heard about in different circles of just fucking like, oh, it's a must play. It's a fucking cult classic. I mean, I heard about it again and again. Like fucking people were gonna talk about like older games, you know what I mean? Eventually fucking Vampire fucking Bloodlines pops up, so yeah, maybe the fucking story goes places later on. Like I don't know, again, the story's been pretty fucking thin so far. I mean, I'm maybe like 6 or 8 hours into it. I can't tell because again, Steam isn't fucking tracking it. And yeah, I mean, the major fucking standouts in the game have been fucking, there's this haunted house I went to that was pretty fucking, like, silly. I mean, there's fucking, like, ghosts and shit throwing pots and pans at you as you're going through this fucking mansion. That was, like, the main fucking standout set piece moment when I'm like, fucking, this is pretty goofy. Yeah, then some broad had a mental breakdown and started fucking talking about how her dad fucked her when she was a kid and fucking explaining, I guess that might be a reason why a lot of the people were fucking like, oh, you love Vampire. They're all fucking SJWs. Maybe that's why they love it, I guess, because all SJWs got fucked by their dads. But yeah, well, I mean, we'll see where it fucking goes from here. Like, I don't know. I have no idea how fucking long it is or where I'm at in the fucking game or whatever. It could be a fucking 20-hour game. It could be a fucking 200-hour game. Like, I have no idea. So we'll see. And again, so far it gets a meh. Like, I don't know. It's fucking, I like that fucking progression system, that the rule set of fucking the White Wolf rule set's cool, but I just, they did something better with it type of deal. Like, I wish fucking everything else was better. I also wish fucking gruntfreepress.com was better, but, you know, oh well. What can I do about it? Not much I can do about it when I'm playing a fucking dozen games at once over here, so. Yeah, that'll be the excuse for my fucking laziness this week anyway, if you're not fucking doing anything on the site. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address, and what's your excuse? I don't know. Let me know. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I've had a couple of my emails read recently on some pretty good podcasts I listened to in the past couple weeks. I'm like, fucking like, oh nice, I can finally get some fucking emails fucking read. That was pretty cool. But unfortunately, they used my fucking real name and my real name when they fucking read my fucking email. So I can't even tell you about them because, yeah, I essentially get fucking doxxed. Like fucking, I'm just like fucking, oh yeah, cool. Like, here's some shit. Like, send it in, like, email, and they fucking read it. And like, oh, that's by fucking this guy. Like, my real name. Fuck. Oh, that's not cool. I can't even talk about it on here. I don't want fucking Antifa showing up at my house. So yeah, just, anyway, thank you. Thanks, I guess. Thanks for doxing me, and good night.
together. Now, people, because together we will stand every morning.